Deutschlandfunk.
Jedes Jahr einen Grund zu feiern, den bietet der Geburtstag. Das gilt nicht nur für Personen und Persönlichkeiten, sondern auch für ein so übermenschliches Wesen wie die Kunst. Der Art's Birthday, der geht zurück auf den Fluxuskünstler Robert Filliou. Er zelebrierte am 17. Januar 1963 den 1.000.000. Geburtstag der Kunst. Seitdem wird das Ereignis immer größer gefeiert, mit Konzerten, Ausstellungen und Performances auf der ganzen Welt. Mit von der Partie ist seit fast 20 Jahren die Ars Acoustica Group der European Broadcasting Union. Sie veranstaltet immer zum 17. Januar einen Special Evening mit Live-Schaltungen aus ganz Europa. Deutschlandfunk Kultur und der SWR haben sich für die Teilnahme dieses Jahr zusammengetan mit dem freien Online-Sender Kashmir Radio. Aus dessen Studio in Berlin-Wedding kamen drei klingende Geburtstagsgeschenke für die Kunst. Heute zu hören hier in der Klangkunst. Herzlich willkommen. Wir beginnen mit der brasilianischen Künstlerin Mariana Carvalho. Sie lässt sich klangliche Köstlichkeiten buchstäblich auf der Zunge zergehen. Dafür nimmt sie ein Mikrofon in den Mund und beschallt sich über Lautsprecher und Transducer mit eigens komponierten Sounds. Ähnlich verfährt sie mit Mikrofonen in ihren Ohren und mit einem Gehörschutz. So filtert sie die Klänge durch ihren eigenen Körper, reichert sie an mit Resonanzen und Obertönen. Byte 5634, so heißt ihre Arbeit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Voices. Vividorio, Brunbrunnerin, Vullahu, Inisterra, Rupert and Ignap, Zachard, and myself. Text, excerpts of Flux of Floema by Yuda Hirsch. Thanks to Mo, Lucas, Daniel, Zach, Kashmir, and Deutschland Funk.
Byte 5634 war das. Ein Mitschnitt vom Arts Birthday 2025 am 17. Januar im Studio von Kashmir Radio in Berlin. Die Künstlerin Mariana Carvalho aus Sao Paulo hat dafür Mikrofone in ihrem Mund und in ihren Ohren platziert. Noch tiefer ins Innere des eigenen Körpers führt uns der Klangkünstler und Theatermacher Nico Sauer. Er nimmt uns mit auf eine Reise, die man mit herkömmlichen Verkehrsmitteln nicht erleben kann. Cruise, so heißt sein Stück.
Passengers, your journey is about to begin. Before we set sail, you'll find a small white bag tucked discreetly in various places. Use them if the feeling rises within you. It sometimes does. This isn't travel as you've known it. There is no horizon to follow, no shore to anticipate. Instead, we descend inward into the dark, warm folds of a living mechanism. Lean back, allow yourself to be absorbed, devoured, and transformed. As the journey unfolds, you will come to understand the true nature of the corporation, the captain, the vessel, and the destination. They are one, and soon you will be two. And now the captain will take it from here. He has prepared a little song for you. Bon voyage. This journey is yours, and you are ours.
Disgusting. I mean, I don't mind when others eat. No, not at all. I just don't want to eat myself. I'm here because I want to be eaten. I want to be swallowed down and end up in someone's belly. You know, full circle. That's where it all started. And I think it's only natural when the story ends where it began, right?
This is not my first cruise. I once went with another cruising line, and that was a total disaster. Well, I liked in the beginning their ecological approach. You know, the fleet was powered almost entirely with human byproducts. At least that's what they said. It smelled a little funny sometimes when the wind was blowing from the wrong direction, but in general, I found it very smart. You know, there are countries in the world, poor countries, that have zero resources, like no oil, no gold, no diamonds. But really, everyone has to shit every day, at least once, right? Like a hen lays an egg every day, eh? So I like that approach to turn shit into energy through alchemy, eh? But everything else was a total catastrophe, Madonna. First of all, the mosquitoes, yes. They did tell us about mosquitoes, but they make it sound like mojitos. And why would anyone in the world mind a place that's buzzing with mojitos? I mean, juice me up, bitch. I can handle some mojitos. Hakuna Matata, but fuck that. What we got was Hakuna Malaria. And that lake. Ah, there was this guy, a native, who wants to go to the lake? Who wants to dive into the deepest ache you've ever seen? And everybody was like, yeah, cool, let's go for a swim. Of course, we thought that the guide actually meant the lake. You know, how French people say hate when they actually mean hate. Well, that supposed lake, that lake we were taken to, was literally pure ache, real pain. No, you have no idea. We were so much in pain, porco Dio, aching, 100% aching, and zero aching, porco Dio, Madonna, I'm ovulando.
Sisters in blisters, you love to travel in retarded space time. Hungry chasers, ghost eaters, your appetite is gentrified, your stomach explode in the belly of the boat. Gift bagged and jet lagged, let's go to the acid lakes. up the hills in flaccid aches, just beyond this fatigued craving, in the mystique lies waiting. Heat strokes in the palm groves, the camp soil lays in cramps all night. The parasite who bit you left a that'll stay with you forever, like the
this journey because we hate traveling. We despise explorers and pioneers, and of course there's no need to even talk about tourists or vacationers. Honestly, traveling was the beginning of the end. Everywhere humans set foot, they left nothing but destruction, didn't they? The concept of traveling, expansion, the claiming of outer spaces, must be entirely rethought. Our ancestors, Europeans who circumnavigated the globe and set foot on new continents, were driven by two cardinal fears: the fear of drowning and the fear of being devoured by beasts or so-called cannibals. And it is precisely there, in my opinion, that they missed their chance. But we are here to correct that failure. Our journey is one of drowning, of being devoured. We surrender ourselves to be consumed. We return to the primordial place, the origin we perhaps never should have left. We, the separated, lonely beings who have fragmented ourselves through time and space, are coming home. We are becoming unborn. We dissolve, returning to the boundless, the formless. In the words of the Zen master Bunkei Yotaku, the unborn has no separation, no relation, no parts. The unborn is unlimited by time. It has no relation to time and space. It is shapeless. The unborn is form. Form is the unborn. The unborn is real.
Thank you.
Cruise war das, von Nico Sauer. Aufgezeichnet beim Arts Birthday 2025 von Deutschlandfunk Kultur, SWR und Kashmir Radio in Berlin. Und wenn Sie Ihren Ohren nicht trauen, dann nochmal zur Bestätigung. Nico Sauer hat sich für diese Kreuzfahrt ins Innere tatsächlich ein Mikrofon eingeführt, über Nase und Speiseröhre, vorbei an Herz und Lunge bis in den Magen. Weniger invasiv, aber ähnlich intensiv war das letzte Konzert beim Arts Birthday in Berlin. Die Musikerin und Komponistin Liz Albee erweitert die Trompete durch ein ganzes Arsenal an akustischen Schwingungsgebern und elektronischen Steuerungselementen. Mit diesen Sounds und mit ihrer Stimme erzählt sie eine Geschichte über das Verhältnis von Mensch, Mechanik und Natur. Transposable Thumbs, so heißt ihre Arbeit.
Thank you. all started to unravel when we humans lost our fur. First, the predictable crisis of identity. And then, the relocation of grooming to only a privately intimate sphere. Mothers with babies. Huddled lovers licking their last vestiges in the back of the cave. No longer nonchalantly bonding with a passerby, a cousin, a dear friend out in the sunlight with the others, tussling, tasting lice, like for the first time. It all started to unravel. When we humans lost our fur. The requirements of allocation, accumulation, worth. The wristwatch. Started to unravel back with opposable thumbs.
Thank you.
Transposable Thumbs von Liz Albee. Ein Geburtstagsgeschenk für die Kunst beim Arts Birthday 2025 von Deutschlandfunk Kultur, SWR und Kashmir Radio. Kuratiert wurde der Abend von Daniel Gottlieb, Lukas Grundmann, Jasmine Gouffon und Katharina Schmidt. Mehr über die Veranstaltung der European Broadcasting Union finden Sie auf der Webseite artsbirthday.ebu.ch.